Ready to start your own business? Have a small business already? Or maybe you have a great idea for a business, but just don't know where to begin. Get a practical, nuts and bolts business education in just 15 minutes. Check out the $100 MBA Show, a Best of Apple podcast winner with over 2 million downloads per month. It's where business school dropout and successful independent entrepreneur Omar Zinholm shares real-world lessons on starting, growing, and scaling your own business.
Like episode number 2452, How to Save Thousands When Starting a Business. In this episode, Omar breaks down the importance of keeping your expenses low at the beginning and gives you some sweet strategies to save money on those essential startup costs. From scoring a lot of deals to negotiating discounts on software and services, Omar's got all the tricks to help you launch while saving up.
Subscribe to the $100 MBA Show on your favorite podcast app right now. That's $100 MBA Show on your podcast app or 100mba.net.
Welcome to the Frugalpreneur Podcast. I am your host, Sarah St. John. This episode is what I refer to as a showcase episode where I feature a bootstrapped entrepreneur and they briefly share their tips, tricks, tactics, techniques, and tools that help them bootstrap their business and the successes and failures along the way. My hope is that each of these showcase episodes will provide at least one valuable takeaway that you could implement right away in your own bootstrap business journey. Now on to the episode.
I've always been an advocate for entrepreneurship and the freedom that it provides. Every single one of my many businesses since the very first one I started decades ago has been in the service of entrepreneurs and helping them to achieve true freedom. Many of the nonprofits that we support are around solving the world's problems through entrepreneurship as well. And most of my research, writings, and publications are also all around entrepreneurship and specifically entrepreneurial freedom. See, entrepreneurship provides for true freedom, not just the commonly thought of financial freedom, but the freedom of time and choice, what I call optionality. You get to choose how to spend your time and who you spend your time with. You can say no to work that doesn't resonate with you, and you can spend more time with family or doing what you love or helping out in your community. And so every single one of my businesses, since my very first to now, has always been around that aspect of entrepreneurship. And today's version of that is very much in the world of masterminds. I work with founders, business owners, and entrepreneurs to help them to get over those humps and those plateaus they find in their business and scale up so they too can find entrepreneurial freedom. And we do that through structured mastermind groups. We meet once a month for a full day deep dive where we get that peer advisory from others who've been there and done that. And we really get the input from people who aren't our customers, aren't our business partners, aren't our friends, family, and so on. And so this structured peer advisory in our Bay Area mastermind groups lets business owners really connect, grow, and scale. Every business that I've ever had has been bootstrapped. And what I often do is I incubate my new business idea within one of my current businesses because it's filling a need or a gap I have within my business at that time. And if the idea's got legs, if it looks like this is going to grow and become a real business, we spin it off, build it up, and grow it from there. An example I love to share is I had a business that we're building out on top of an existing CRM platform, and we had a need for a specific solution that would help us take really great care of our customers. There unfortunately wasn't a great solution out there that met all the different things we were looking for in a platform. And so sitting around mastermind group, I asked our other members what they thought of my idea for actually creating a product that would solve that gap. With resounding nods of heads, I found I had a handful of beta testers who were ready to help me out with a new business and be some first customers. So we set out creating this product. And when we were ready to launch, we had customers already lined up who'd been using it before we'd even paid anything to start that company. And when I did then launch that company, those customers all converted to paying before we even had our first CRM bill due, legal bills due, or anything else that would really be an expense in the business. We had paying customers right there from the get-go. And this story isn't alone. This has been the case in many of my businesses and for a lot of our mastermind members' businesses as well. There's an idea that comes up. You test it out, get an MVP out there, and get paying customers as soon as possible in that process to validate your idea and to bootstrap the rest of the business. One of my biggest successes in bootstrapping businesses goes back to our very first e-commerce business. When we went to launch that, we had the idea and on a Friday afternoon decided what that MVP would look like so we could launch this and validate the idea. Over the course of the weekend, we launched that new business, and by Monday morning, even though we hadn't figured out the credit card processing, didn't have bank account set up, didn't even have really any of the structure for the business, we already had people, to this day, I don't know how, who were finding us, who were opting in and subscribing to our service. And we hadn't finished building the entire thing out yet. We'd basically gotten the front end of this thing online. But those paying customers were looking to get started, and we weren't quite ready for them yet. It was almost like we had a soft opening and we weren't ready for the real opening. Needless to say, within a few days, we got everything else fully online. We were able to start taking care of those new customers we had. And only then did the attorneys get finished with filing legal paperwork and forming the entities and opening bank accounts and doing all the rest of the things we needed to start that business. And so by the time that legal bill came due, we already had money in the bank account, we're growing, and the rest is history from there. And that was one of our biggest successes in terms of bootstrapping. On the other side of things, we've certainly had ideas that looked like they were going to do really well, but had some bumps along the way. I had a product launch many years back, and we were launching this in a webinar. And we had all the folks on the call. We clicked what we thought was the button to start the meeting and ran through the entire presentation to a few hundred people on a call. We only later found out that we never actually officially started the meeting. So everyone was still in the waiting room for that entire time. And this is going back well over a decade before the days of Zoom. And we've learned a lot since then and haven't made that same mistake again. When bootstrapping any of your businesses, one thing you want to keep in mind is what the MVP or minimum viable product looks like. You might have an idea of what the greatest product or service might be out there, but until you have customers actually transacting with you, the validation just isn't there. Even people expressing interest or research groups or user groups showing that they have an interest is still not enough. You actually want people who are ready to transact, who are taking out the credit card, who want to fill out an order form and so on. Figure out what the smallest, easiest to create version of whatever it is that you want to make is, and get that out there to customers. Start showing early value, and they can start being early customers. You can then build on that, get early feedback, and rapidly iterate. This way, you're able to take care of those initial customers who want to go along for that journey with you, and you can develop the actual product or service that real-world paying customers want to pay you for. Our members in our Bay Area Mastermind groups do this time and time again. In fact, most members in our mastermind groups are not just business owners, founders, and entrepreneurs. They're serial entrepreneurs. This is not their first business, or in the course of their tenure in our mastermind group, they've spun off and launched additional businesses beyond just the one they started within the group. We see this thing all the time, and it always comes down to launching an MVP, validating it with real-world customers, and then building and growing from it. As an entrepreneur, it's lonely at the top. Who do you talk to about your biggest wins, your biggest successes, your biggest challenges, and what's really going on behind the closed doors of your business? See, when we try to talk to friends, family, other folks who have normal 9-to-5 jobs, they don't always get what we're going through, nor do they appreciate all the hard work that went into the big wins that we have. When you surround yourself with like-minded individuals, for example, in a mastermind group or a peer advisory group, you can really get that unbiased feedback. You can chat with folks who've been there, done that, and can help you through whatever plateaus or blocks you might be experiencing right now in your business. So one of the things we do at the Bay Area Mastermind Group is we have a test drive program. So if you're curious what a mastermind group is, I'd invite you to apply to our mastermind group. You can optionally fill out a business audit to see where you are and what some of the opportunities are in your business. And then we just hop on a call and we go through your application to see if you're a fit for the group or not. If you are, we'd extend you an invitation to invest with us for just the one day to see if our group is right for you and for our group to see if you're right for the group. And after that test drive day with us, where you get a hot seat dedicated to you and your business, and you get to participate in everyone else's hot seats, after that, we then see if there's really a two-way fit. And if there is, we invite you to join our mastermind group as a member longer term. And if not, that's okay. You've had a great day. You've gotten the insight and answers to the biggest question, biggest challenge you're facing in your business right now. You've had a chance to connect with other like-minded individuals who've been there and done that, and are on that exact same entrepreneurial journey that you're on. So you can check us out at BayAreaMastermind.com, or if you want to join us for that test drive, I'd invite you to visit BayAreaMastermind.com/test drive. That's where you can find out more about, fill out your application, and we hop on a no-obligation call to go over that and see where some of the opportunities are for you and your business.
I hope you enjoyed that episode and were able to take away a valuable nugget of information that you can implement right away in your own business. If you feel your story would be valuable for the listeners of this show, please visit frugal.show/guest. Are you a frugalpreneur looking to connect with like-minded individuals? Join our community on Slack, connect with fellow listeners, share your thoughts on episodes, engage in meaningful discussions, including money-saving tips and entrepreneurial insights, and help shape the future of the Frugalpreneur podcast. Plus, you can submit your questions in written or audio form to be featured on the show. Let's build a supportive space together. Join us now at frugal.show/slack. See you on the inside.